This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces waged an all-out assault on Tuesday to encircle Ukrainian troops in Twin Cities, straddling a river in eastern Ukraine, a battle which could determine the success or failure of Moscow's main campaign in the east. Exactly 3 months after President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine, authorities in its second-largest city, Kharkiv, reopened the underground metro, where thousands of civilians have been sheltering for months under relentless bombardment. The move reflects Ukraine's biggest military success in recent weeks, pushing Russian forces largely out of artillery range of Kharkiv, as they did from the capital in March. The wife of a top military commander who fought until last week to keep Ukrainian control of the southern port city of Mariupol says Tuesday her husband is alive in Russian-controlled territory. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Katrina Prokopenko, wife of Azov Regiment leader Denis Prokopenko, told the Associated Press she had a brief phone call with her husband Tuesday. She said he asked how she was, but the line was cut off before he could say anything about himself. She said the phone call was made possible under an agreement between the Ukraine and Russian governments, thanks to the mediation of the Red Cross, which has been visiting some of the Ukrainian fighters who surrendered. Russia last week announced its takeover of Mariupol following the surrender of the fighters who'd been entrenched in the massive Azovstal steel mill. Katrina Prokopenko, who spoke to the AP in Kyiv together with the wife of another soldier, said several families had received calls in the past 2 days. They said they could not reveal more details of the agreement, but they were hopeful the soldiers will not be tortured and they will eventually come back home. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Associated Press sources say U.S. President Joe Biden plans to sign an executive order on policing tomorrow, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Wednesday is the second anniversary of George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police. Three people familiar with the matter say the president will sign the order alongside Floyd's relatives. It would require federal law enforcement to review and revise use of force policies, restrict the flow of surplus military gear to local police, and encourage limits on chokeholds and no-knock warrants. The order does not go as far as the president originally wanted. Bipartisan police reform talks stalled in Congress last year. The new steps are the results of months of talks between the White House, civil rights groups, and police organizations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States voiced horror Tuesday at new files on the incarceration of China's Uyghur minority and said they showed abuse was likely approved at the highest levels in Beijing. Quote, "We are appalled by the reports and the jarring images," State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters. Quote, "It would be very difficult to imagine that a systemic effort to suppress, to detain, to conduct a campaign of genocide and crimes against humanity would not have the approval of the highest level of the PRC government," he said, referring to the People's Republic of China. The United States accuses Beijing of carrying out genocide against the Uyghurs and others, mostly Muslim, Turkic-speaking people in the western region of Xinjiang, where rights groups say more than 1 million people have been rounded up. Quote, "We have to continue to call on the PRC to immediately release all those arbitrarily detained people, to abolish the internment camps, to end mass detention, torture, forced sterilization, and the use of forced labor," Price said. An academic who's been probing the treatment of Uyghurs published a leak of thousands of photos and official documents that shed new light on violent methods to enforce mass internment. The files, parts of which have been verified by multiple news organizations, including the BBC and Le Monde, also provide a window into life in the detention facilities. Photos appear to show officers restraining hooded and shackled inmates with batons, while other guards wearing camouflage stand by with firearms. Recapping our top story, Russian forces waged an all-out assault on Tuesday to encircle Ukrainian troops in Twin Cities, straddling a river in eastern Ukraine, a battle which could determine the success or failure of Moscow's campaign in the east, exactly 3 months after President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my David Bundy on the Voice of America.
Hello, everybody, again. This is your super show, The African Beat. And so, welcome from our studio here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close. And now, let's make our first stop, Cote d'Ivoire, with Tiken Jafokoli in African à Paris. African in Paris, and right after that, If You Wanna Be My Queen by Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone. But first, African à Paris by Tiken Jafokoli of Cote d'Ivoire.
Mama, je pense à toi, je t'écris. Trois étoiles à Cachan. Tu vois, faut pas que tu trembles ici. J'ai un toit et un peu d'argent. On vit là tous ensemble, on survit. On est manque presque de rien. C'est pas l'enfer ni le paradis d'être un Africain. Dans votre ville, je suis africain à Paris. Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis africain à Paris.
Sais-tu qu'ils nous ont promis des places, mais c'est par la voie des airs. Elles ne sont pas en première classe. Des mains noires aux doigts de fée vont tourner autour des casseroles. Un soleil au goût de ma fée.
Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis africain. Étranger dans votre ville, je suis africain à Paris.
Et du dimanche au dimanche aussi, je ne fais que travailler. Tu vois, j'en ai de la chance ici. J'aurai bientôt mes papiers. Maman, je sais que tu as l'habitude de trop vite t'affoler. Pas d'inquiétude si un hôtel a brûlé.
Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis africain à Paris. Oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis africain.
vice versa. Love is all I know. You be the queen and I be the king too. Together we live this tranquil life, baby. Together we live so happy living. If you wanna be my baby, you must treat me just like I treat you.
My Queen by the reggae star Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone and African Paris by Tiken Jafakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. You having a good time? Then let's get it going. To Namibia this time. Setson and the Mighty Dreads in Cain and Abel. And right after that, Look Before You Cross by Evie Edna Ogoli of Nigeria. Old school but sounds good. And The Revolution by Gokbi System of Senegal. First, Cain and Abel by Setson and the Mighty Dreads of Namibia.
Love them to the maximum. God bless the fool for them, don't know what them do. Yeah. Rastafari.
What I see is a shocking shame. Brethren fighting against themselves. Sisters fusing against themselves. Whoa, whoa. Shocking shame. Say it.
was a revolution. There was a celestial explosion. Worlds were colliding into each other. Jupiter crashed into Saturn. Dogs were sitting at the table, and people were barking like dogs. Venus had collided with Mars. Tennis became a black sport, causing a hot rock shower in inner space. Nothing was safe. Some folks lost their place, tried to change their face back to black. It was too late for that. Streaks of red and purple and orange were seen across the sky. The earth was sent spinning off its axis, and everything was tilting a little funny. Fake flowers and trees were wilting, and all the plastic people were melting. It was a revolution. The face of the Sphinx was restored. Nubian warriors who had slept for ages were awakened and reclaimed the Harlems of the world. And every pyramid on the planet made contact with the star, near and far, creating geometric lines of light for our sight to penetrate the lies and see past the disguise of our lives. It was a revolution. Wide noses were in, and big lips too. A bald head and some brown skin for the combo to win and do whatever you wanted to do. Holistically and consistently, we learned to appreciate ourselves naturally. A change in the tide, no one could hide. The waves were too big, too black, and too strong. We had been on the rise, so there was no surprising. With the force of God, we pulled you along. Everyone was caught up in the mix, even the language had to be fixed. No more dry, dead words of insensitivity. Your tongue spoke your heart, always with sincerity. It was a revolution, and money was dead, shot in the head by the revolutionaries. You see, money was contrary to the new sanctuary we were building. Life was fulfilling, not crippled promises of Mayflower dreams, not a band-aid cover-up for deceitful schemes. The people were the goal, and nothing could be sold. We were learning how to mine ourselves, extract the diamonds from our own wells. It was a revolution, and sharing and caring and not despairing is how we were living, cause everybody was giving. We didn't watch TV to learn how to be free. We channeled our lives in perfect harmony. It was a revolution. The stench of shame and greed offered no solution to this worldwide pollution. There was no longer such a thing as a horrible fate. Everybody had a home with food on the plate. There was no war no more, and everyone could see the trees and the forest and the forest and the trees. Life was a full fruit tree that nourished the body spiritually. Roots from the gods changed the odds, and those who were down now wore the crown. It was a revolution. 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 Nigga, the Bach, you ain't got die when I'm down there with a side. Be like, well, I come on a mala. Let me job with the man. Be the nominee. Who are nominee? That's the whole time. Don't be aiming at the world.
Revolution by Cook B System of Senegal. Before that, Look Before You Cross by Evie Edna Ogoli of Nigeria, and Cain and Abel by Setson and the Mighty Dreads of Namibia. You are listening to The African Beat. If you've just joined me, it's a pleasant welcome. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America. I am Reni Adebayo Ige, a Nigerian musician based in the United States of America. You're listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from The Voice of America. We love it.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear The Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now let's take this email, which says, "Hello, David. I am Malik Ayaloja from Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. I love the African beat." Well, thank you very much, Malik. And so let's take music now by Lucky Dube, "Crazy World" from South Africa. And after that, to the Comoros with Chebli in Sambele. And "Yester Seria" by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. To all my friends out there in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, if you're listening from the University of Addis, this is for you. But first, "Crazy World" by Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Every day you read about it. amani tikuta maneli wonane matsonzi yala wikamu o ishakiti wa mti mai endi mahaba yona yo utikiri mawo hajaya sambeli unaja we sambeli
African beats. African beats. African beats.
Seria by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia, before that Sambele by Chebli of the Comoros, and Crazy World by the great Lucky Dube, the legend done but not forgotten of South Africa. This is the African beat that always makes you happy and put a smile on your face. The African beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I'm Kate Ona from Enugu. I love African beats on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back. Our next track is Fanta by The Waves of the Seashells, and Dada Nakupenda by Kaz T of Tanzania, and Twi Mami by MZ Bell of Ghana. But first, Fanta by The Waves of the Seashells.
Fanta, Fanta, kupenda mimi nawe tuwe pamoja lengo letu tufunge ndoa ewe dada nakupenda ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana
ewe kaka kweli wanipenda hivi kweli mimi nawe tutaoana
ewe dada nakupenda Nipeleke mimi kwa wazazi nataka penzi letu liwe wazi Nipeleke mimi kwa wazazi nataka penzi letu liwe wazi Nipeleke nikatoe posa takosa raha kama nikikukosa baby Nipeleke nikatoe posa takosa raha kama nikikukosa baby ewe dada nakupenda ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana
ewe kaka kweli wanipenda hivi kweli mimi nawe tutaoana
ewe dada nakupenda ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana
Mimi
mama, mama, hey, tic tac a mes bell, mes a marino, mama, mama, hey, tic tac a mes bell.
By MZ Bell of Ghana, before that, Dada Nakupenda by Carl's T of Tanzania, and Fanta by the Waves of Seashells. This is the African Beat. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye bye.
Young beat on the beat.
No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
For caller, any problem when you get irregular.
for solver. But facts of God not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent.
Why you need your soul and soul food and this? Can we not get another?